Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to everybody listening, locked in, all over North America. We appreciate you. I get going every weekday. That means Monday through Friday. And since I've been here for 3 hours already, that means we've discussed a lot. Thank you so much to Tomer Azarli for joining us from Clutch Points to talk some NBA. Thank you so much to Jason Lockenfor, NFL Odyssey Insider, for coming through and talking some football. And speaking of football, good timing. It's Thursday. It means it's Thursday night football in Detroit right now. The Lions lead the Dallas Cowboys 10-3. They just got underway here in the second quarter. Jahmyr Gibbs was able to punch in a one-yard touchdown not too long ago. And so the Detroit Lions trying to turn the tide for their season. They are losers of 3 out of their last 5 games. They are trying to improve their record to 8-5 and not fall to 7-6. The Dallas Cowboys have won 3 straight games. They're trying to also improve their playoff stock. Whoever loses this one is going to take a major hit to their playoff hopes. Okay, we got so much more to get into as we continue on with the show. We talked about Giannis and his injury to his calf. He has a calf strain. God bless him, not a torn Achilles, throughout all of his trade rumors and rumors about his future. Mark Andrews, his future is going to stay in Baltimore. Shocking. They gave him a 3-year contract extension. Jalen Carter is out for the Philadelphia Eagles. Had a procedure on both of his shoulders. We ain't going to see him against Justin Herbert with his busted hand on Monday Night Football. And so we've discussed a lot. We got more to get into. We talked about Russell Wilson. He's going to be in studio with CBS this Sunday. The New York Giants, God bless them, they're not playing football. Nobody has to sit down and watch them lose. So much to do. So much to discuss. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Damn. You know, right before we went to break, I told you that a major change that's going to happen and in the NFL is going to be their field. The NFL is mandating that playing surfaces for all stadiums meet new standards by 2028. Yeah, you got to wait about 2 years. I know, almost 2 years because it's almost 2026. But basically, the NFL and the NFL Players Association, I guess they finally come together in consensus and have said, some of these fields suck. Like, we have heard so many complaints about the fields. We've seen so many injuries. I mean, you take a look at, and this was of note a couple of weeks ago. It's of note every year. Heinz Field, whatever they're calling it now, AcroShore Field or AcriShore, whatever the hell it's called, it's Heinz Field. The fact that Pitt plays their college football games there, and then the Steelers turn around and play there as well, and it's all on grass. By the time the Steelers get to it, it's a dump. They got to re-sod it. They got to regrade. It's just a mess. You got players slipping and sliding. Do you want old-ass Aaron Rodgers on there? You want old-ass Cam Hayward running up and down on that crap field? Listen to Cam Hayward just a couple months ago call out the Steelers field.
Honestly, it was I lost one of my teammates, and that makes me sad about it.
Do you still like the grass over the turf, even if it's 20?
I like grass, but that wasn't grass we're playing.
What can you guys do differently to make sure?
I can't do anything. So
I mean, the team, though. The stadium.
I'm not a landscaper. I'm not going to ask like I am, but, you know, hopefully it's handled by the next time we play.
Like, I can't do nothing. I'm not a landscaper. I don't know about the grass. I just work here. They make me play on it. I know it sucks. It ain't grass. It's slop. And whether you're on grass or on the turf of MetLife, where it feels like every other player is blowing out his knee. I mean, Josh Jacobs was just out there playing in Green Bay, and he's like, yo, the turf sucks.
I think you're the first player ever to get hurt on MetLife and only miss one day of practice.
Man.
Where does that rank on your favorite stadium surfaces?
Definitely the worst. It's always been the worst. And I know if I ever play there again, I would never talk about it because I talked about it all week, how bad it was, and it bit me in the ass. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. And so this is where it stands. This is how the NFL is going to try to maintain a certain level of quality when it comes to services, okay? They're basically going to team up with the Players Association. And it's going to be like you buying a carpet, like you going into the store and feeling all the textures and what it is and what it's not. They're going to have an agreed upon library, whether it is artificial turf or whether it's grass. And you're going to have a limited amount of options as to what you decide to put in your stadium. And this is going to be agreed upon between the Players Association and the NFL. And this is something that they plan to have in place by 2028. Of course, there was a lot of issues. A lot of NFL players, the union, looked at a lot of the stadiums across the league, especially the ones that will be participating in the upcoming World Cup here in the United States of America, where they said, wait a minute. Why can the soccer players come to America all from all over the world and play on grass? But the NFL players, like, we got to be relegated to crap, whether it's crap grass or AstroTurf, whatever the hell they call it, field turf. And we know it's simply because of money. That's what it boils down to. You can do a one hitter quitter and everybody's happy to have the World Cup in a global game. But hey, our NFL players, who gives a rat's ass? You know, you're replaceable. We're still making money. You're making money. If one guy gets hurt, then on to the next one. That's ultimately been the mentality. In soccer, they're not going for it. Come on. Messi came over to the United States of America, and this dude was just like, I ain't playing in some of these games on that turf. You can forget it. Like, I need some rubber pellets and fake grass eating up my kneecap so I can get caught in that? Come to America to get hurt? No the hell, thank you. No thanks. And so, look, the NFL, I'm surprised. For once, the Players Association and the league, they come together to at least try to fix one problem. I mean, they got a lot of problems now, don't they? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Andreas is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Andreas?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. What's up?
I got a fix for the college playoff football system.
Okay.
I think it's a good one. So there's 128 teams in Division One. So what I propose is take the top 64 as a Tier 1, the other 64, Tier 2. You break them down to two conferences, 32 teams each conference. You have eight divisions, four teams in each division.
What?
And you get rid of all the bowl games, playoff committee, computers, records dictate themselves. You keep the rivalry games together, and you're always playing good opponents throughout the year. Wow. And two conference, each division. Oh, in my eyes, you'll have people that would want to sponsor these divisions, conference names. What?
Andreas, I gotta, you know, are you done? Keep going. I'm sorry.
No, that's pretty much the fix for it. Because as an avid college football viewer,
yeah,
I'm tired of hearing this team got the win over this team. I'm like, it's too much. Let's fix it.
Wow. I have a simpler solution. I don't know if it's better or worse. I think one of the worst things is I got no problem with them having 12 teams right now. This is what I'm saying. I got no problem with what they're doing. Look, you're going to be a loser. You're a loser. That's your fault. But if there is an issue, and I think a big part of what we see right now is, like, there's still an element of we have to have a wild card that we include in this 12-team playoff. We have to give away a piece of candy to a potential Cinderella. And the fact that you can put in a team from, I don't know, the Mountain West or the American Conference, the fact that we just added in another team outside of the Big Four or the Power Four, that's where things are kind of crooked. Like, there should be no reason. There should be no reason why Miami has to go, well, you mean to tell me that, I don't know, Duke can go in? Or, I mean, what are we doing here? Well, they may win the ACC championship, but it's not fair. Why do we got to hand out it's a participation trophy. That's ultimately what it is. If you got rid of that and you just had the top 12 teams and you just counted in the Big Four, the Power Four, and then you added in the additional spots, the eight spots, then it'd be fine. We don't need to give away a participation trophy to the other Group of Five school, the best conference Group of Five school. That's a waste.
I'm from Dallas, so to SMU? Think that UNT,
okay, right,
UNT can play in the cost of, they're going to get destroyed. Same thing happened to TCU a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Well, at least they went to the championship. Yeah, but at least they went to the championship.
Yeah, but they got decimated, and, you know, they had no chance. But that's just my call. Thanks for taking my call tonight.
No problem. Thank you, Andreas, for calling from Chicago. Yeah, I was getting ready to tell Andreas, man. I felt like I was sitting in a lecture. He was picking up food. I know he was. Bacha, did you follow what the hell he was saying?
So basically, he wants to split the 120, I'm assuming, FBS teams into two conferences and eight divisions in the conferences.
Oh, no, bro.
Somehow based on, like, strength somehow, or NIL.
Strength. Okay, no.
And then they play each other, and then the winners of each division makes the playoffs.
So eight divisions, he said?
So eight divisions in each conference. So it'll be a 16-team playoff based off division winners.
Oh, man. That's why I was listening to him. I was going, bro, this is doing too much. DTM doing too much. I was doing too much. Do you agree with that? That sounded kind of convoluted to me.
No, there's no way you can actively make fair and equal divisions in college football. Why not the teams that deserve it win? There shouldn't be arguments if I'm on the bubble here. If you deserve it and if you are a true contender, I know Ohio State had a rough go and they still won the championship last year, but if you are truly a strong threat to be in the college football playoff and make the championship, win your games. Like Miami, Notre Dame, win the games. It's just you shouldn't have to rely on strength of schedule.
I agree.
Who projected better?
You know, there's always going to be somebody to complain. You know, it's like, hey, well, we only got four teams now and the fifth team got left out, so we're screwed. It's not fair. And now we've expanded to 12 damn teams and now we got 15 teams, 16 teams that can legitimately compete. Don't get me started on no damn top 25. Doesn't matter. And you got people who are ticked off about that. Oh, we didn't do this. Well, if we were down to four teams, I know we're not down to four. People would be out here complaining. People always going to complain. It's human nature. Control what you can control. Just try to win every game. As simple as that. I know we got people out here trying to now think of strength of schedule and how can we beat up on a powder puff and then how can we do what we need to do in conference play. It's all just doing too much, man. But what he said, nah. Just eliminate one of these Group of Five schools, picking one of them, the highest ranked Group of Five school to get a bid, just to have a Cinderella, nah, it's a waste. Like, you either good or you not. And we know these Power Five schools, they not doing nothing against no Big Ten or SEC champions. So just go ahead and throw it out the window. I don't think. Do you think we need that, Bacha?
Yeah, I think. I don't want to disrespect Power Fives, but, you know, it's
you
just.
You don't? It's the reality.
It's reality. They can't compete with the SEC or the Big 12. It's just not going to happen. So I,
now, how
I just,
many years do one of these schools got to get their asses whipped before they go, you know what, adding this fifth school here is a waste of time.
But at the same time, the only, like Boise State last year, they had Ashton Gentry, who was in there for the Heisman race. So I get certain teams like that. But in years like this where there's no real guaranteed star on these teams that is going to be drafted probably top 10 in the NFL draft, it's just not realistic to have them in the playoff.
Yeah. It's to feed interest. I understand this is all a television property and it's all for entertainment purposes. So everybody wants to know, you know, what Cinderella's going to pop up. This is not the NCAA tournament where you got 64 teams, or I guess it's 68 teams now. And you're naturally going to have a bunch of teams that are just like, oh my God, they knocked off this school. Oh my God, this team won. Like, throw that out the window. I mean, this is football. There's less teams. They can't play as many games. So, of course, you have a shorter and quicker field. But to really think about this, a group of five school, what are we doing? I love Tulane. Damn it, I'll probably walk around all weekend in my Tulane stuff. I love Tulane. Love New Orleans. Love Louisiana. Tulane win the championship? No. Is North Texas going to win the championship? No. Are we looking at Boise? No. The answer is no. They're just going out there just to go, oh my God, it could happen. And just to ultimately get punched in the mouth. So, hey, that's one way to easily solve and fix the college football playoff. Get rid of one of these group of five teams that get in. It's nice. There's a lot of things nice, you know, just giving candy to a baby is nice. You know, giving your kid a sticker for completing their homework is nice. Bachu, people still do homework? Kids still have homework?
Yeah, of course. Is it?
Of course.
Is it digital? Most likely. I don't think they have to do handwritten stuff.
Man, some of these teachers were ruthless when it came to that stuff. You said you were a nerd. Did you like homework?
Depends what it was. Like, I hated reading.
Did you do it?
I did it. But at the same time, it was like math I could get through easily. History was just annoying to write essays and other stuff like that.
Don't you think there's a point in time where there's a good amount of homework and sometimes it's way too much?
Yeah, I feel like homework should be twice a week, three times a week.
Okay, for 45 minutes.
Yeah, 45 minutes.
An hour?
An hour of total, like, per, nah, an hour each night is kind of a lot. I'd say 30 minutes per.
30 minutes?
30 minutes of homework? But also
after school?
Well,
it should be balanced.
I felt that I also flew by my homework. It was just 30 minutes per subject is fine.
Bruh. There were some teachers when I was in elementary. As I got older, this sounds awful. Maybe it's normal. As I got older, you want to know what I've done, Bacha? Let's work. I mean, outside of being an adult, I've worked my ass off more than I've ever had in my life. Guess I'm working backwards. When I was in elementary school, sometimes they would give us homework in middle school. I'm like, yo, are y'all trying to murder us? Do you understand? I've been here since 8 a.m. and sometimes I'm not doing work until 8 p.m. Like, I'm working harder than my family and they got real jobs out here. I'm just going to school. Like, where is the balance for a child? Like, there should be a balance. Like, yes, I believe in homework to reinforce and practice what you learned in school. But not to just have me dying all day long. I should be able to have recreation. I should be able to be in a club. I should be with my friends in the neighborhood and after school, a sport, an instrument, go swim. You should do something. It shouldn't just be five times five, a million times, five times six, and now you got to do social. Like, that's too much school, man.
Yeah. I think nowadays it's a little different. I think it's more of just
reinforcement. So I'm old.
Well, it was when I first started in school, I thought it was a lot. And then when I got to high school, I had a great high school experience in education. It was just, besides for essays and having to read books, the homework itself, it was just reinforcing what you learned in class, and it wasn't a lot.
But it's not fun or engaging. Like, it's got it. They need to let, well, no, that'd be a bad idea. I was going to say, they need to just let me, let me do school. Like, let me, that's a bad idea. Aren't they trying to do something with the Department of Education? Aren't they trying to get rid of it or something like that?
I don't think they're trying to do that. I think they're reworking it and fixing.
I don't think so. I think from the federal level, they're just like, let the states handle it. So what we'll have are some states that are already, you know, good and some that are already not good. Let me handle education. I got it. I can do it. Okay. Trust me. You would trust me with that, Bacha, right? I can do it.
Yeah. How hard could it be?
You got to learn how to do math. You got to learn how to pay your bills. You should have some.
They don't even do that.
You should have a general understanding of history. All of it. Yeah. That's, you know, that's it. What else do you need to know in life? Nothing.
Well, yeah, there's no. For me, at least, if I didn't have a senior year class in high school, like how to do personal finance, there was nothing in my education system that taught you like how to write a check, know your social, all the other stuff that you need for when you grow up.
Well, man, now, listen, good for you. Man, I didn't even finish my my senior year of high school. I told them I want to leave, and I graduated early. I had no desire to sit around and just do. What am I sitting here doing? Nothing? Did you do anything your final semester of high school?
No.
Exactly. I went to them early in my junior year and I said, get me out of here. I said, what do I need to do to study to get out of here? And they told me and I left. I got my degree and I left. I had no patience for it. None.
Yeah. If I left early, my parents, I think, would kill me.
Yeah. What does it matter? You get a high school diploma. What difference does it make if you sit there for 3 years or four?
Well, the Regents diploma. That really doesn't matter anymore. I don't think it mattered at all.
Yeah, I don't care about that. Who cares? Look, piece of paper. Either stupid or you smart. Pick one. It's the JR Sport Brief. You're smart, Botcher. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of stupid or smart. The Dallas Cowboys. They just fumbled the ball. We'll give you an update on this game on the other side, and then we found out two New York Giants. We'll tell you. Are they stupid or smart? Yeah, it is a new Hard Knocks out. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh my goodness, a Dallas Cowboys fumble. It leads to a Detroit Lions touchdown. The Detroit Lions just scored again. David Montgomery up the middle, a 35-yard touchdown. So Jahmyr Gibbs gets a 1-yard touchdown. David Montgomery gets a 35-yard running touchdown. And the Detroit Lions, they lead the Cowboys 17-6. It's about 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. So the first half is almost done. The Dallas Cowboys had the football. They fumbled it. And the Detroit Lions don't waste any time in going out here and converting. And we know, as we discussed early in the show, this game has massive playoff implications for both teams. The Detroit Lions currently have a record of 7-5. The Dallas Cowboys, 6-5-1. The Dallas Cowboys on a 3-game losing streak. The Detroit Lions really need this victory, as they have lost 3 out of their last 5. They trail both Green Bay as well as the Chicago Bears when it comes down to the NFC North. You know what? Let's take a listen right now. Everybody knows this is a very important game. Jared Goff, the quarterback for the Detroit Lions, he talked about how important it is. Listen to this.
Feel must win, and you know, you say that, but there's a lot of things that can happen, and of course you want to win every game, and we want to win this one. This one's very important, and certainly it's an NFC opponent, a team that's in the playoff hunt just like we are. And so yeah, it's a very important one, and we want to win.
It's an important game. You gotta win. If they don't win this game, their playoff chances are cooked. So as it stands right now, they're alive. But we know the Dallas Cowboys, man, they could put up points, and they can do it quickly, very quickly. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Now, listen, don't get me started on why in the last break we talked about educational homework. Bacha, do you remember?
We were talking about education.
School, college, I don't know. Yeah, we talked about
college football.
We talked about the college football playoff, and we had an explanation by one of our callers. He basically broke down what he thought the college football playoff should be. And then I said it made me feel like I was in school. And then we started talking about school and how ridiculous it can be in some points. Shout out to everybody who went to school. Shout out to people who did not. People like me didn't give a damn. And I said I could lay out the curriculum. I can't teach everything, but I think there's a good balance for being educated, but also being well-rounded. Everybody should have some balance. And ironically, this week, if you didn't know, I don't blame you, because the NFL has certainly changed things a lot. We have a new edition of Hard Knocks in season that just launched, and it features teams in the NFC East. NFC East teams, which you should know, New York Giants, Philadelphia Eagles, Dallas Cowboys, Washington. There you have it, NFC East. Now, this is the part that stinks. Speaking of education, Jackson Dart, yeah, quarterback of the New York Giants. He's been in concussion protocol. Theo Johnson, a tight end for the New York Giants. They were caught on camera as they were mic'd up having a conversation about geography. Now, none of these guys are native to New York City. And so they're learning their surroundings. They're learning where they are. But let's just say they didn't come across as the most aware of their surroundings. Listen to this.
So I've been trying to figure out, like, where does this wind come from, bro? Like, there's no like canyon, you know, there's like nothing that's like flowing through. It's just
Meadowlands.
We're in the Meadowlands.
Massive ocean that's like 2 miles that way.
The ocean's that way?
Ocean?
I thought the ocean was that way.
Pretty sure there's no ocean. I'm pretty sure it's a river, ain't it?
He said that's a river.
On the other side of those buildings, it's nothing but blue water.
Are you, an ocean?
Dude, there's an ocean. I thought the ocean was that way.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, look at the map. Like, New York? The Atlantic Ocean.
But where are we? Where are we?
We're not on the water, though. Like,
that's New York.
Building? I know. Right there. On the other side of that.
I thought it was that way. Jersey.
No. Okay, you're tripping.
Wow.
The ocean is not on the other side of that.
Bro, you don't know what you're talking about. You're
miles away.
If I go that way, what's past those buildings?
New York City is the
Pennsylvania.
No. Oh my God. Long Island.
Long Island? I thought Long Island was that way.
No, Long Island's on the other side of the city.
No, I drove to Long Island. Long Island.
Brother, you have to drive through the city to go to Long Island. The city's right there.
I did go that way. But I thought it was that way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can understand being in any city and not understanding the full geography if you haven't lived there for a long time. I get that. I understand that. Me, I like to know where the hell I'm at. I will look up anything on a map. I love looking at maps. I love topography. I love all of that stuff for a guy who just said he doesn't like school. But to ask a question, the first question is what got me. There's no canyon here. Where's the wind coming from? What? Where is the, does the wind have to, and I get it. Jackson Dart is from Utah. Okay. Theo Johnson is from Canada. I'm pretty sure they're used to looking at mountains. They don't know nothing about no damn ocean. They certainly don't know anything about New York City, which just looks like a land of skyscrapers built out of Legos. I get that. But where's the wind coming from? Does he not know the wind blows and it just blows across the whole country and it comes from north and every now and then we get wind that comes from the ocean? What? Where's the wind coming from? You know, the wind can get caught up and swept into a stadium and spin around. Am I stupid? I'm not Al Roker. But what do we do? Marco Belletti, is that, did you hear him ask where the wind is coming from? There's no mountain here?
I did. I got to be fair. This whole conversation, I think I'm out of my depths because I don't know what the hell everybody's, I was confused by the whole damn thing. All of it made no sense.
They were trying to figure out the first question.
Yeah, you're looking for wind. You're looking for, like, where are you looking? I don't understand what they're doing.
They were trying to understand where the wind is coming from if there is no mountain.
Doesn't it feel like a dumb skit? Like where you're standing around going, where's the wind coming from? Like when you utter that sentence, don't you look around and be like, what the hell did I just say?
Yeah, but I guess if in their minds, if there is no mountain, and it's not like the mountain is like, this is a Bugs Bunny cartoon, you know, where the mountain pops up eyes and he just goes,
what's what I'm saying?
Like, and I've never seen a mountain sprout hands and push air either. So, I mean, to their stupid point, like, there's no mountain. Where's the wind coming from? I did not know mountains produce wind. I just thought it was here and it was created by pressure on planet Earth. I don't know.
You know, insert the joke here. You wonder why you guys suck. You're standing around talking about the wind. You don't even know what the hell's going on.
Well, at least they know football, but they don't know that either, right?
Yeah. Two wins tells you they don't know much about that either.
Jackson Dart will tell you he's only been in concussion protocol, what, one time?
He's gone in to check. He's passed like three or four times.
Okay.
They checked him like four straight weeks. He only failed once.
Well, the next time he goes into the blue tent, they could ask him where the wind is. Which direction is the wind blowing?
Jeez, he'll never play again.
That'll throw him for a loop.
None of them will play again. You won't know nothing. The whole thing's over.
Hey, Botcher, you said that you did. Belletti, did you know he was a nerd, a self-proclaimed nerd? That's what he said.
Who, Botcher or Dart?
No,
Dart. For Botcher, no, I did not know that. No.
Yeah, he told us in the show. Botcher, where's the wind come from?
There's air, basically, in the atmosphere. The moisture pop. There's hot air, cold air. They mix. Sometimes they create a breeze. They move and they hit each other and it makes wind, especially off the ocean because it's more moisture.
Why don't you drive through the tunnel, go to the Meadowlands and explain that to them?
No, I can't physically explain it. It's just life.
Have to physically explain
it. Wind just exists. Don't question it. It's kind of like oxygen. Like, how is there CO2 in the air? How is there oxygen? Just don't question it. It's life.
You know what? If you want the answers to any of these questions, there's a movie I watched one time. I think it's Prometheus. Okay. Have you, Botcher, you seen that one?
I've seen Prometheus, yeah.
That's where the giant white alien thing with no human features, his DNA falls into the water and then thus the beginning of life, right? And then what happened?
And then space companies try to recreate that said species and then they make the xenomorph aliens. And the xenomorph then kills a bunch of people.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Marco, you never seen Prometheus?
I did not. I did not. Bro. No, I don't
it's
know
a prequel.
It's a what?
It's a prequel to Alien.
Is it?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
It's great.
Is this new?
Five, 10 years.
It's got to be close to 10.
Damn. All right, no movie. I missed that one.
It's one of those creepy movies that you only watch it when you're stuck in a house sick.
No. I like that stuff, and I like Alien. I've seen a bunch of different Alien movies. That one just, I guess maybe from the name, I don't know, it flew over my radar. I missed it.
Oh, it's Prometheus, bro. All
right.
Okay. Take 2.5 hours out your day if you can, and just one day just watch it.
I'll definitely watch that. I still come back to, like, all those guys sitting around talking about the wind in East Rutherford. Bro, you're in the middle of a swamp. Like, no one's asking, like, why does it stink like hell around here? Or, like, why are we in this area? Like, those are the questions that I could see asking, not where's the wind coming from?
Isn't that plastics / oil refinery up and down the turnpike? There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, but I don't think the stink from that is by the Meadowlands.
Oh, I think it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know if, like, you're in the practice facility. Yeah, it's a different smell. The swamp has got a different... Whatever the hell that is, it's got a different vibe to it. It's got a different feel. You can taste the stuff on the turnpike. The swamp's a little different.
I don't like that place out there, okay?
Well, nobody likes it.
I'm never coming back. Never coming back. That stuff was every time I ever had to drive through New Jersey approaching New York City, I just got the heebie-jeebies. Wow. Like, driving up towards the George Washington Bridge made me just, oh, man. It was just like, what am I looking at? You know how you start seeing the buildings peeking over the, I can't even say the horizon. It's peeking over the concrete bridges of the turnpike exits. You start looking and going, oh, hey, there's World Trade Center. Oh, my God, I see all the buildings. And then I'm looking to my left and I see swamp and the stupid stadium. And it looks stupid.
Ah, home.
Oh, no thanks.
I mean, what can I tell you? I grew up here, so I know all this Jersey stuff all over the place. It's not
same
as bad.
Thing. No thanks.
It's not as bad when it's, you know, part of your daily.
Okay. All right.
It's when you leave and you realize when you come back to it, and then you're like, what the hell? But, you know, just try not to leave. You know, don't go on vacation.
What?
Which shouldn't be a problem.
You want me to come back?
Yeah, come on back.
And do what?
Well, but see, again, you left. You see better things. I don't leave.
American dream. Yeah, that's one thing.
American dream. I live in a forest.
Well,
Atlanta's a forest. It's a city. They just dumped it in a forest. They put some train tracks here and people came. End of story. Boom. There you have it.
I think Botch wants you to see the big ski lift at the American Dream Mall. He wants you to see that.
Yeah, oh,
the
SpongeBob.
That waste of time?
The SpongeBob amusement park?
What a waste of time. For any tourist who goes to New York City to get suckered out to New Jersey to look at a mall, it's one of the biggest hustles ever. You're in New York City. Stay in New York City and look at stuff. Why are you going to a mall for?
I can't argue any of that. I will say I've only been to that mall once. I went there for the aquarium. I gotta be fair, JR. Pricey. But for the kids, I was stunned how much stuff, and the aquarium was actually awesome. Inside a mall.
Is this one of those? Was there one of them giant whales in there?
Wasn't a whale. There was definitely some. It wasn't.
I'm talking about something massive where you just go, oh, my God.
I don't want to say it was a full shark, but it was a shark that was big enough that you were like, when you walk underneath the, whatever the other hang, like you could see the aquarium kind of go above you and on this side. Bro. You saw a pretty big shark swimming around.
This sounds worse than Mike the Tiger in Louisiana. They got a shark in the middle of a swamp inside a mall in New Jersey. Come on, man. This sounds horrific.
No. An aquarium.
Yeah, but it's why is it there?
When you got to take little kids to a place and you need to, you know, basically kill a day, I didn't realize that they would have an enormous aquarium in a mall. But I will give you, it killed a day because the kids were enthralled and there's a lot of fish, a lot.
I knew there was a SpongeBob Nickelodeon thing in there. I knew that. I knew there was a stupid ski lift because I watched it sit unoccupied, looking like a staircase to hell.
Yeah. For what? 20 years?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the first thing that they built out there. And you just drive by forever. Are they done? Are they run out of money? What are they going to do? Are they going to turn it into, what are they going to do with that?
Yeah.
And so, but I had no idea they put an aquarium in, which that makes it even worse. Even terrible.
Again, it was maybe a year ago. I found out that day. It was one of those, we need to kill a day with these three kids. What the hell are we doing? Yeah. We found the aquarium on the drive and just kind of pulled in. I will say, it killed the day. They enjoyed it. If you're in the Jersey area and you got nothing to do and you got small kids and you want to kill the day, aquarium's a good place.
Kids love aquarium. My kid asked me to go to aquarium every other week. And then when I say, do you want to go to the aquarium? He goes, no, thanks. I go, man, forget you, bro.
It's like the zoo, man.
Yeah, get out. Can't go wrong. Face. Yeah. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to come back, talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But right now, it's Thursday Night Football and more. It's time for an update with Marco Belletti.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, it's December 4th. It's 2025. Let's go to a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
December 4th, 1988. Barry Sanders, rushing for Oklahoma State, he won the Heisman Award. Take a listen to a speech.
The 1988 winner of the Heisman Award is Barry Sanders of Oklahoma State University.
I thank God for putting me in this position. I couldn't have done it without him. And secondly, I'd like to thank my offensive line and my fullback, Garrett Limerick. You know, they've done such a great job. I couldn't ask for a better season out of those guys. And I'd like to thank William and Shirley Sanders for being so inspirational in my life and bringing me up the way they know I should be brought up. Thanks a lot.
Oh, I love the sentimental music. December 4th, 2010, Cam Newton, he threw for 335 yards, 4 touchdowns. We had Auburn go out there and beat South Carolina. And Cam Newton, he was on ESPN. They asked him why he should win the Heisman.
6 total touchdowns to just cap off a tremendous season. And a lot of people will probably say that maybe you don't deserve to win the Heisman because of what happened. What do you say to that?
I'm an SEC champ. That's all that matters. You know, there's some resilient guys on this team. I said that a billion times. But without these guys on this team, you know, I want to have the success that I did. You know, I just want to thank God and thank the players on this team and Coach Chizik and the whole coach staff for giving me a chance.
Yeah, ultimately, Cam Newton, he walked away with that Heisman. December 4th, 2013, you might remember this, on Thanksgiving, Mike Tomlin got in the way of Jacoby Jones on the sideline. He kind of stepped into the way. Well, the Ravens, they ended up winning 22-10. And Mike Tomlin, he got fined $100,000 for getting in the way. I know people may want to bring this up if they want to make a case for him being fired. This is what Mike Tomlin, matter of fact, this is Mike on interfering, getting in Jacoby Jones' way. He said, I ain't know what's going on.
My descriptions of my actions on that play are a lot of things. Embarrassing, inexcusable, illegal, a blunder, being many of the things that I use to describe it. I think probably my biggest error on Thursday night is not realizing that that play jeopardized the integrity of the game from a perception standpoint.
Now, there we go. Don't say that now. People will fire you. December 4th, 2016, Tom Brady picks up his 201st victory. New England went past L.A. 26-10. Listen to Tom Brady talk about how great he is.
I'm grateful to, you know, for all my teammates and my coaches and for my family and friends. It's been a lot of football over the years. So, you know, it's always been about winning and been very fortunate to be on a lot of great teams, so I just feel very grateful.
Yeah, that's all Tom Brady. Win, win, win. He's winning at everything except for the Raiders, but give him time. And there you have it, folks, a few things that took place this day in sports history. Thank you so much to Tomer Azarli for joining us from Clutch Points to talk some NBA. Thank you as well to Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL Insider, for coming through and joining us as well. As always, thank you to our producer, doing an excellent, amazing job, Ryan Botcher. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I will be back with you on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Right now at halftime, the Detroit Lions lead the Cowboys 20-9. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. If you miss me, that's where you can find me. Thank you so much to Ryan Botcher. Thank you to you for listening. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, on the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.